B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's the way you do it. Hey, look at that. I used to play the guitar.
617-779-0985, the phone number. Here on Zolak and Bertrand, two playoff wins to talk about last night. The most important one is probably the Bruins, because the Bruins have sort of taken a huge edge in the series over Carolina, and it all took place over the course of about 6 minutes in the third period. That's what happened last night. Did the Bruins flip the switch, so to speak? We've been talking about it with this team in the bubble, having come back, played poorly in their round-robin games, got out to an okay start in this series. I don't think anyone would say they've played poorly in this series. They've certainly played better, but it felt like the Bruins took it to a different level last night. And I wonder if they can sort of build off this going forward, if this is the sort of raised level of play. But they're going to need to get David Pastrnak back, which now, Zoe, they can afford to leave him on the bench and leave him on the sidelines until the next series.
You won two games without Rask and Pastrnak. That's big, and I think it's deflating for Carolina. When Carolina got that first goal, you saw how, like, the look in their eyes. They're like, oh, yes, now we're live in this series. We got to get this game. And I think they thought they had that game wrapped up. But, I mean, even the Celtics, you see why the Celtics were favored so much. We talked about the betting odds going into that series where, it's going to be a tug of war with the Sixers. Maybe it won't be. They might just blow their doors off and sweep them. Who knows? But the Bruins are going to struggle at times with having guys down. But you're right. Now you get time to rest Pastrnak a little bit. And I think you take the high road here and just make sure he's completely right for the next round, because he's not the type of guy that we talked about yesterday where you're not a Bergeron, you don't shoot it up, and you don't play through little nagging injuries.
Can we talk about what an epic, we haven't really spent a lot of time on this today, but what an epic disaster the night was for Carolina, taking a 2-0 lead into the third period with a chance to tie up the series.
And the guy threw up all over him.
And have everything go wrong the way that it did for that team last night. They just ended their season.
Yeah.
Their season fell apart last night.
You lose Stahl, too. Who knows? And that's a guy with a little bit of history of concussions. So, but you know, I mean, I thought Nesson did a good job with Jack and Brick. I think the presentation of the actual game is really good. You know, you're worried about all this stuff going into the bubble. Everything sounds good.
Really?
From a broadcast.
That giant ticker on the bottom of the screen?
I don't like that. I like viewing the game and listening to it, and it sounds like when the team scored, jack it up a little bit more. It'd be nice that they probably don't have the ability to do that. That's based on, you know, what they're getting fed from, you know, inside the building. So I don't know. It felt alive. The game feels alive when you watch it and you hear it. That's all. Without getting nitpicking of the ticker and, you know, that one coming to him. You know, no, that's Jack. Take Jack for what he is. I think Brick really breaks the game down well, though. Teaches you a lot.
I mean, just everything collapsed for Carolina last night. They played like dog crap in the third period. I'm sorry, but they did, and the Bruins just turned it on.
Nice step on their throat.
Yeah,
step on their throat, get yourself some rest. You know,
get it over with.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they spent a lot of time in their hotels in the bubble and all that, but, you know, like you said, too, Chara didn't look great there, especially at the end of the game. Almost cost the team in the back end, fall down twice. Just didn't look good.
617-779-0985. Other question being, is this the end of the Tuukka Rask sort of discussion for the team? Does this win, and two wins since Tuukka Rask left, allow the team to put it out of mind for the time being?
Well, they said it to Locke's ass yesterday, no doubt about it.
Halak did not play well.
Right.
Did not face a lot of shots and did not play well.
This would be like a starter going down and Brian Hoyer coming in, right? The backup. And you're going to say you're going to rip the guy. I'm not going to say rip the guy. This is the guy you roll with. I want to roll with this guy, but everybody else elevate. Let's go. You know, and you saw them do that in the third period. They elevated and were a different team in that third period. They're exciting and fun to watch. Physical. Pounding them. It was great. Game changed.
I mean, I don't think it takes away all the questions or anything, Beadle. I mean, yes, they've won both games, and you got to give Halak credit for stepping in and probably not thinking it was going to be on him. But it's not like nothing to see here. Two wins, and we all know what those first two goals looked like.
Look at Jordan Bennington last year. We know you think that guy's a great goaltender? No. But they found a way to manage him, and he looked like crap in some games, and he looked great in others. I think we're going to do this every game with Halak. It's going to be up and down. It's going to be like a roller coaster ride. I don't think you're going to get that flat level consistency that you had from Tuukka last year through every single round of the playoffs until the final round, until the finals. Like, Tuukka was a stud through those games, every single round. He was going to have an interview. Every interview after post game, just, you know, yeah, we're good. Feeling good. Everybody's good. I'm in the zone right now. And then, 6-7. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? But we're going to question Halak and compare him to Tuukka when he struggles.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. But I don't expect, like, you know, he's going to stand on his head and go win you games. He just has to what Hardy said, be good enough. Just be good enough. There are teams that win in this game that are just good enough. Your team's better than most teams on paper. The teams that aren't great on paper have to have a goalie, to my point, where I say, that guy's got to stand on his head. He's got to go win it for you. Well, you've got enough good guys on your team.
Your thoughts on the Bruins coming up, 617-779-0985. Musical instruments at 1236.
Uh-huh. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now McAvoy's shot deflects high off the back glass. Bergeron sent it out in front. Coyle digging away. And the rebound scoots to the far side. Stahl is on it. Stahl. Oh, he got lined up and drilled by Charlie McAvoy. He put him on the tracks and buried him. Now near circle, it's Krug who carries it ahead. And we've got a stop, and Jordan Stahl's going to have to exit.
He just threw his stick down the hallway. He's heading down. What a hit by Charlie McAvoy. Lined him up and just buried him.
Judd and Bob on the call last night right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. How did he phrase it? He put him on the tracks. Choo-choo Charlie coming through. Look out. 617-779-0985. Adam's in Plymouth. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, I want to preface this comment by saying that I don't want this to be spun in any way like the guy from Plymouth is now proposing that the Bruins intentionally lose. It's really just a general question. If the Bruins were to win tomorrow in five games and the other series get prolonged, because of the difference this year of them being off 4 months, being in the bubble, not having a normal practice schedule like they normally would, do you foresee that as potentially maybe being an issue with them?
You broke up there, Adam, but I get what you're asking. If the Bruins are to wrap up their series tomorrow night and they get some time off, is the time off a problem for them because of having the layoff and not a normal practice sort of set up in the bubble? I'm going to go with take the time off. That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. Take the time off. The fewer playoff games you play, the better. These are physical games. They always are. And the fewer games you play along the way, the better you'll be.
Yeah. Look at a guy like Stahl and how important he is to Carolina and how he gets lit yesterday. Like, if you've got issues, he rest. Make sure you get these guys right. Intentionally, come on.
No, that's not what he said. He did not say that. He was just asking the question.
Great from yesterday. Yeah.
If it's to be wrapped up tomorrow night, does that pose a problem? He did not suggest they lose on purpose to extend the series. George in Leominster. George.
Hey, guys. Great show. I'm getting goosebumps every time I hear that replay of that hit. Unbelievable how he just smashed Stahl. He needed smelling salts. I got goosebumps after that. I wish you could play it again. But my question is about the backup goalies now. Okay, we got Halak, but now we got who? Max Lagasse, I think it is. 17 NHL games. Is that correct?
Does it matter?
Well, you're going to have to spell him. You're going to have to spell...
you are?
What, for 13 right. games? Come on.
No, you don't.
He hasn't played much.
Did Tuukka Rask get spelled in the playoffs last year? No, you don't. No. You don't have to worry about that.
No.
Unless a guy gets hurt.
See, it's different. Like, the Carolina, they have two goalies. You know?
Yeah,
like
the difference is if they have to do more of these back-to-backs. Like, if they lose Wednesday, they got to play again on Thursday.
You're going
to
play this other guy?
No, but it would be... Nice to have it, especially, you know, they don't get the noon game on Wednesday and then an 8 o'clock on Thursday. I think they get the 4 p.m. It's essentially a
when do Bruins play tomorrow?
Where do they play tomorrow?
What time?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yes,
that's a weird one. Ooh, I don't like that.
Bubble hockey, my man. Bubble hockey. You want some news on Gordon Hayward?
Sure.
Chris Mannix just spotted Gordon Hayward. And
is he jumping rope outside? Skipping rocks. Mannix is in the bubble, huh?
He's on crutches.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward on crutches, a boot on his right foot / ankle, putting no pressure on it.
Like I said, they...
Still not getting nervous about that.
I'm not either. Boy, he looks like a character in Stand By Me. Just... Put a t-shirt on him and jeans rolled up.
Yes.
Walking on the railroad tracks.
Let's go to Matt in New Hampshire. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know, Cassidy hasn't completely ruled out a Rask return, and that's a whole different issue. But with Pasternak out, do we know what happened to him? What is going on with him? What is the injury? And the offense has looked really smooth, especially in that third period. So when Mr. Roxerbrain does come back, if he does, what do we do with him? Because we've seen him be loose with the puck as well. You throw him on the wing. Do you guys have an idea on where they look with Pasta?
Where the what?
What's the problem with Pasta? When he comes back, what
No, Pasta hasn't called us to tell us exactly what it is that's going on or when the return is. It looks like he hurt himself when he jumped up in celebration of the goal at the start of the series.
I find it hard to believe.
I mean,
I think he probably aggravated it, whatever. Yeah.
Every day, it's a game time decision. No, he hasn't called us and filled us in on it yet, so we're going to have to keep waiting
right. on that.
I apologize. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
See, the good thing is they don't have these marketing trips, so they don't bring marketing people up to where they have to go out to dinner with these people and you don't have to fall down somewhere.
There's no restaurants. Yeah. No restaurants allowed.
Supposed to fall down. Fall down, boom.
There's nothing like that to worry about. Oh, good. And T-Blade's back there shaking his head.
T-Blade. He loves the name, by the way. He's like, well, who did name? He loves it. Mr. Hook.
Call me this morning. Go, T-Blades, what's up?
Rocket
He's
man.
Like, stop. Don't call me that.
Yeah, you know he wants. That means he wants you to call him it more. Yeah. Blades.
Dude loves the Bruins.
Well, I mean, he loves them, but he was never like... You know, all in footy pajama Bruins guy.
Sure,
like,
he is.
Two
I'm
days
still
ago,
not.
He
I'm still not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, you were like a schoolgirl on your text chain last night.
The only mildly critical thing you've said about them in the last 2 days was that Chara didn't look great, and you wondered if they were giving him some shifts off last night.
How about last week? Oh, the season's for naught. Oh, wasted a Stanley Cup run.
That he does. He wears it on his sleeve like a real fan.
I think it
would be the most impressive Boston sports team championship.
I still
ever.
Think that. I think that more now.
Ever.
He thinks it more now than ever with the opt-out of Tuukka.
Would you give the trophy first to Halak?
Stop. Chris in the car. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to see what you guys thought of the line changing for Cassidy. I think Coyle was with Bergeron and Marchand at one point, and then when Pastrnak gets back, who's the odd man out? I love to see him keep Stamica. His motor keeps on running.
Well, Pastrnak comes back. Get his ass on the ice. Don't worry about odd man out. And I think Coyle played his way into maybe mixing and matching a little bit, right? Coyle's had a couple good games here.
He's looked good.
Yeah. Just get Pasta healthy and get him back.
He's not going to come back, but you're right, though. He's not going to come back this series. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
He looks okay sitting there. I can't tell what's wrong with him.
You think you might be able to figure it out by looking at him?
Well, he was wearing something weird. You spotted something on his hand, or Zoe did.
Pat on
Zoe
did. It was a pat on top of his right hand.
He looked like he was in his PJs last night.
Maybe it was.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he fell asleep and said, hey, get your ass to the rink.
Those little polka dot pants he was wearing last night, they looked comfy.
How miserable do you think it is sitting there watching the game?
Awful.
Can you get up? Can you go anywhere? What are the rules?
Probably not.
What were the distancing rules in the arena?
They probably have a disinfecting thing they walk through to where teams are available to go in there and get some water, maybe some chips, banana.
Snack.
You could spray
granola bar or something
up
there.
Like a banana's great. You could spray it down and wipe it, you know? Yeah. Prepackaged things you could eat.
That's NASA what you're always food. Focused on. What do you got for snacks?
I wondered that.
Joe's first question.
I swear
year.
To God.
What do you got for snacks?
You see this guy sitting there. They got to have a little green room for him, right? they get beer. They get
Nobody
they get
likes diet. A green room.
It's
more
ice
than
cold.
You.
Hardy, ice cold Diet Coke or you like Sprite, you know, something like that. Nice. Just to take the bite off, some chips, bag of chips. You can spray those down. Sandwich. Nice Hito. Little Italian Hito.
What?
Hero.
In a green room?
Yeah.
In nicer green rooms than I'm ever in. Maybe you get a mini fridge with mini bottles of water.
Well, crap.
That's if you're lucky.
Hey, the hockey league, they take care of their guys. Do you see the spreads? I texted you guys the spreads, like full barbecue. Like prepackaged barbecue in like Chinese food containers.
Prepackaged barbecue.
Well, like ribs, you open it up and look
stuff.
At the like
yeah, individually
no.
wrapped what? Ribs in saran wrap.
My buddy texted me. I sent you that picture on our text chain. My buddy's the crew up there. One of the production crew.
Is it for the players or for the people working?
No, for the people working. Like they get fed
Oh, it's
well.
Like the media line.
Yes.
Zoe's impressed with what the media meal is.
Much better than what happened in Miami. I know that. Miami, Florida for Radio Row was awful.
Oh right. Yeah. I was like, talking about the games. I'm like, what, the Super Bowl?
The food sucks at Hard Rock, too. Terrible.
Oh, well.
One of the worst halftime spreads.
The fact that Kurt Warner was in the bathroom line with everyone in the 300 level.
Pathetic, huh?
Was a bit surprising at the Super Bowl for me. That was a bit of a shocker. Like, wait, the bathroom you have to use is the same bathroom
Well,
as everyone at the game,
you'd think he would be one of those on-field guys, right down there on set. NFL.
He
Network.
Calls the game for Westwood One.
Yeah.
So from their radio booths at the Super Bowl,
do you know where he called the game from? The end zone where we call ours.
No, he wasn't.
Shut up.
No, he was at the 50-yard line up at the top of the stands.
Oh,
where they built
so they
booths.
Built booths for him. How nice. Well, then he went and took a leak in the 300s. That's easy.
That's the only place they could go. But
yeah.
It was halftime, and at halftime, everyone's doing that.
He'd be like, "Hey, Kurt, what's up, man? How's them?" Zipping and tapping.
Just walking down the concourse.
We are 5 minutes away from musical instruments live.
Yes, we are. The phone lines are open now. Start calling now. Get them lined up.
I want horns. I want guitars. I want drums. I want everything.
We're going to give you approximately 15 seconds, 20 seconds maybe to play a little something.
Yeah.
We'll keep it moving.
Nice.
No wagon wheel. No stairway.
No stairway.
No wagon
no
wheel.
No wagon wheel. 617.
Smoke on the water?
Yeah.
We'll accept smoke on the water. 617.
Smoke on the water on a tuba? That'd rock.
Bomb, 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 bottom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. Let's go, Packers. The phone lines are open. Let's go, you freaks.
And we've got, looks like two more open lines at the moment. 617-779-0985. I see a tuba on the line, a mini tuba, a guitar. I recognize the caller that B-Rob is speaking with at the moment. So whatever he's got, let's put him on the line. I didn't know he was, musical.
Huh.
Can you see the lines, Hardy?
Does Tom in Worcester count?
No.
Oh, yes. I don't know if he's...
Nah, you'll be a show-off.
I don't know if he's working.
I don't want anybody who's good.
What do you think, he's working?
Oh, so now I know who's on the line, on line four, and it's not a he, it's a she. Can't wait to get to that one.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Let it
Where are we going to start?
We'll go from the top down.
No. You got to start with line four.
You want me to start there?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to make her wait?
We're going to go to Heather in Chicago.
Oh, with my sister.
The drums?
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Right.
What do we got?
This is Zoe's sister, everyone.
Yeah, I am not playing the drums. My son, Zoe's nephew, Tyler, is going to play some drums for you.
All right.
Don't touch my drum. Put your nuts on a drum set.
All right. Go ahead, bud.
Tell me when, so.
Don't be afraid to close that hi-hat.
Pretty good.
What
the hell's wrong with her buying him drums? She bought him a drum set.
He sounds pretty good.
He puts the headphones on and he goes at it, man.
He's jamming.
Everyone else needs to put the headphones on.
It's only like eight.
Steven Westboro with the tuba.
Seven.
The tuba. Go ahead.
This is Steve from Westboro. You want the tuba song?
Yeah, please. Could you play your tuba?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
I was waiting for the real lower. Boom.
Okay. I tried to.
We gotta do this every week.
Bro. Kevin and Peabody. Kevin.
It's so much better than Red Sox.
Kevin, can you match that with the mini tuba, Kevin?
I mean, that's a little tough for me to match that. I am normally a tuba player, but I only got my baritone here.
Oh,
I got your smoke on the water.
All right. Great work, Kevin.
Kevin. Shaky start, but no, you can play.
Good all job, right, good. Kevin. Good job.
Nice.
Dan in Concord with an Irish tin whistle.
Oh, boy.
What does that entail, Dan? Whistle?
An Irish tin whistle is going to play Marilyn Malone.
Okay, let's hear it.
Streets wide and narrow, singing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Yeah. Very nice, very nice.
That is so much better than the Pogues.
In Dublin's fair city.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
George in New Hampshire. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. You want to send in that tune?
Sure.
Here's a couple.
Jetsons.
Ah, Flintstones.
Flintstones. It's the Flintstones.
Flintstones is correct. Here's
from
number two.
From the town of Bedrock.
All right, here's another one.
Brady Bunch.
I have a question.
Let's do another one.
I have a question. What instrument is this? Is this one of those?
It's a guitar.
It's a guitar.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those slide guitars that like the Jeff Healey band, a blind guy plays, you know, on his lap.
Yeah.
Well, that's no, just a guitar, guitar playing through a battery amplifier.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he plays a normal guitar.
All right. Here's one more.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
Moon shadow.
No, no, stop. What is that from?
It's a TV show.
From an 80s movie is about airplanes.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, I don't know what it is then.
Better.
Play it again.
Is it like Dallas or something?
No, 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 it's Top Gun.
Oh. Yep. It is. You don't recognize it, but it is. It's not,
well, I do recognize
well,
it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't. I'm like, what is that from?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Andrew in Attleboro. Andrew?
This gets better.
About the Nesson riff.
Damn. That's the Nesson going to break riff? What is that?
Is that what that is?
That's exactly right, boys.
We need somebody to call into our NFL football
stupid
thing.
Stupid riff and a stupid ticker.
You know what we need?
We need somebody to jam the NFL. Yeah, NFL.
NFL.
We need someone to play that Boston Sports Tonight. Da 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 da
da Cassandra and Hull.
Oh, Cassandra.
What do you play?
The vibra slap.
The what?
The what?
Oh, I know what it
hold
is.
Hold on.
Google that. Cake loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. I'm going to da-da-da-da you here.
Yeah, vibra slap. It's got a ball on one end. It's connected with a piece of metal, and down there you hit it, and it rattles the thing inside.
Do you need a lot of skill to play that?
Not a ton.
Like
it.
Feels like
it's
a
almost
child
like that.
Instrument.
It's almost like that wood thing with the ball with the stick with the ball down. You know, up and down.
Yeah,
like a rattlesnake,
like a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
That was good stuff.
Enjoyed that.
All right,
really
good.
It was. Thank you very much.
Is it that or Red Sox talk? I mean, we're going to go with that all the time.
Listen, for every day that we think we might want to talk about a Red Sox item, we're going to just do that segment instead.
Oh, fair? How they have fallen.
Fair? Like,
that's
oh,
so fair.
Oh, we're going to get to the Red Sox. No, we're not.
They
we're
going
to play
it.
Instruments.
Yes. Yep.
We're going to let you
listen
show.
A 7-year-old play
we're
drums from
you
Chicago.
Showcase your skills.
Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Can you imagine that all night?
Can't wait for Beatles kids to call it. They're going to play the pots and pans. Here they go.
Wait a minute. You got one that plays the guitar.
I do.
Oh, that's right. You have an actual musician.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
All right, let's get to college football.
These kids play music.
What's up with college football, though? Is there a chance it makes a comeback in the Big Ten?
We might have one.
Buddy. Oh, all right. Well, we'll get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shout out to Kelly.
Kelly Anderson,
just
always taking care of us.
Yeah. Is this from her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She just stopped by the studio with a bag of...
I'm trying to get off it.
Smart Food Crunch Berries.
How many different people have reached out to you on Twitter about the Smart Food Crunch Berries?
Like 50. A lot of people. You were playing people yesterday.
Like 50 people.
Yeah.
They get every time
they
someone...
They don't have it in Vermont.
Every time someone finds a bag, they tweet us with the bag.
It's out of control.
You're welcome, Frito-Lay.
Yeah.
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 You're welcome.
Happy to help.
Yeah.
Happy to help a good... I got sent another bag of something yesterday.
You did?
What?
Just the belly. Mm-hmm.
No. Thank you. It is a popcorn-like product. The closest thing I can equate to it is Pirate Booty. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's called Just Air, and it is pancake-flavored puppy popcorn.
Did it have the like maple syrup on it?
It's got a bit of a maple syrup,
a little bit of a glaze there.
Yeah, but it's not. And it's very light. That serving size is like 3 cups. It's 150 calories for 3 cups of it, and I limited myself to 1 cup of it. It was unbelievable, though. Unbelievable.
It's so good.
Still got a show to do.
Hit the spot. Like yeah, 1 o'clock. Like we had a little sugar low.
Okay. All right.
Would you rather be talking about the popcorn
well, or
talking to, I don't know,
college football,
some expert about the fourth line or some crap?
It's difficult for you to talk about it while you're eating it, though.
What do you want to talk about?
To put a former goalie on, if you want.
My nephew.
Tyler!
They love Bob Soucy.
I know. It's weird.
No. Can you think you get a signed picture from Mr. Soucy? Like, sure.
All right. College football. The Big Ten, as we know, canceled last week. Listen to this. Want to hear a bunch of lunatics? I don't mean that in a negative
way. How'd that vote go?
By the way, I don't mean this in a negative way when I say lunatics.
I heard the vote was 14-2 to cancel.
I have no idea. Because there's been so many reports on that.
There was no vote.
I saw one report. There was no vote. Was there a vote or no?
There was the first report came out was 14-2. Then it was 8-6. Really? And then you have numerous university presidents and ADs saying we didn't vote. Nobody voted. Wisconsin said they didn't vote. Nobody freaking voted. Breer's been on this too. And hey, we got connections here with the whole Notre Dame thing.
Oh, he's so compromised though, Breer.
Well, the SEC, the SEC and ACC schedules are out because they're playing the conference, right? Notre Dame has, you know, as an independent, now is going to play in one of the conferences. Can somebody here contact the Notre Dame based on, you know, the rights to broadcast their games? You might want to hold on for a little bit because the schedule might change a little bit.
Maybe it will.
Maybe Michigan and Ohio State
Listen
might
this.
Get added on.
The parents of Big Ten players are going to... Go to the Big Ten. Oh, yeah, by the way. That's Smart good. Food Berries.
No.
They're going to go to the Big Ten office. They're flying.
They want answers for their children that they've allowed to go to their universities to make tons of money on.
They're booking flights.
They're showing up.
To go to the Big Ten.
Protest. Yes. Assemble.
It says, Randy Wade, and this is from ESPN. Randy Wade and other parents of Big Ten football players want answers about why the league postponed the fall football season so early. They're going directly to the source. This is Randy Wade, father of Ohio State star defensive back Sean Wade, is planning to visit Big Ten headquarters in Rosemont, Illinois on Friday. He's flying into Chicago on Thursday from Florida, and he expects other parents of Big Ten players to join him and seek specifics from League Commissioner Kevin Warren. Wade told ESPN on Tuesday, how many petitions must there be for the Big Ten to actually look into this? We only have a certain amount of time to correct this, so we need to come together and show more unity and just make them uncomfortable. Make them come out of their shells and give us some answers to some questions and hopefully rewind back and open things up. Parents of players from Ohio State, Iowa, Nebraska, Penn State, and other schools have written letters to Warren asking for details about their decision to postpone. They never had a vote. What? Well, how did they arrive at this decision?
They got a problem on their hands now, and they may have to open this back up. You got Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, backing his players and all the parents. Same thing in the board there.
Cave?
I think they're going to cave.
I think they are.
Legally, too. They may have to cave based on some of the numbers that I saw that you're going to lose with some of the TV contracts from these Big Ten, like $373 million. That's a lot of cachiche.
You know how we were talking about the Title IX issues?
Yes.
You hear how they got around them?
No.
So basically, if enough schools had started to opt out,
yeah,
and you had less than half a schedule,
nothing you can do.
That's it. Your season's over. The NCAA sort of sanctioned the ending of seasons.
This is the other way.
The only thing left is football. So they got around that issue. That was an issue a week ago. Not an issue anymore. They're going to do it. I bet they cave and come back.
That'd be awesome. Get Big Ten football back.
Listen, I don't know if it's going to last. I don't know if they're going to get through a season.
But don't you have to try? These kids have been holed up. You have had kids between the ages of 18 to 22 holed up in hotels and dorms for 2.5 months.
But the problem now are
learning to take care of themselves and approach the game. They've been sent back now.
I got
to
start over again. Come back, quarantine again.
Then they got to push it back. Then it's on the a-hole that runs the whole Big Ten.
If they cave. I bet when the Big Ten canceled,
get ready for some lawsuits. Yep.
They thought everyone else was going to follow. They thought, we'll cancel. We're a big conference. We got some marquee teams. We're going to cancel our season. Everybody else will follow suit. Everyone else will look at us and we'll be the first one.
Ain't the Ivy League, bro.
And then it didn't happen.
No.
And then it didn't happen, and the other conferences are sort of pushing through. So I think it's possible that they come back and cave. Breer. God.
Awesome.
Breer is so compromised on the issue. He's such an Ohio State fanboy. He couldn't possibly look at this in any sort of objective light.
It's high in the middle and round on both ends.
Just railing against the Big Ten.
Right. For him. Hey, we got a little Twitter fight on our hands here.
Ooh.
Pull up your Twitter here. Tony Maserati and Joe Haggerty.
That's like...
Is that real?
Oh, the sun came up today.
Hags being a such beef. A Twitter bitch, Joe.
Hags is in a tweet beef again.
He screenshotted one of Tony's takes about not convinced Pasta being out is really bad for the Bruins.
I saw that earlier in like a tale of two takes or something like that. Okay.
That's like not really a take fact, Joe. They're 2-1 without him.
Oh, boy.
Fact. Second one wasn't a take. It was a fact. Don't be such a Twitter bitch, Joe.
This isn't really a fight. I got excited it was a real fight. It's not really a Twitter fight. It looks friendly. It's friendly fire.
Oh, good.
Jessica's in Maine. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, guys. First time calling here. I want to know, how much of a factor do you guys think the refs are going to be during the playoffs? Celtics always seem to get screwed on calls, especially Tice. Has he slept with the ref's wife or something? What's going on there?
No, he's just
You think Tice is going to get any call that's going to go up against, like, say, Joel Embiid?
He's not very good. He stinks defensively. Yeah,
well, who's your superstar?
For me, well, it's, you know, you got Tatum, but I think I'm a Jaylen Brown huge fan, and I see him come along well. But, I mean, Tice gets no calls at all.
He's never, and I would not expect him to ever get any.
Because he's not very good.
Did you see the call in Al Horford and... Yeah, Jaylen Brown's grabbing his face, and they called it intentional.
Yeah.
Bad call. How'd they screw that up after looking at it five times from different angles?
I don't know.
They never touched his face.
I don't love Tatum saying that he is upset that he's not getting the calls.
Well, the good news is he's not quoted. This is a report. He apparently has said it, and it's off the record, behind the scenes.
He complains after every stop.
I'm glad he's not quoted, because if he's quoted, the refs would then just go after him.
Right.
But I don't love that.
I don't love that either. And honestly, talking about Embiid, and I heard Wallach say this morning, and I couldn't agree with him more. He took huge chunks of that game off last night, which is kind of what he does. You know, just a certain series here or there.
He gets gassed, Hardy.
There was a critical possession coming down in the fourth, and they got they had cut the Celtics lead after they went on that 20-6 run. They cut the Celtics lead down to 4 or 5, and they're setting up a play, and they're ready to run something, and they're ready to make it a one-possession game again. And Embiid looked like he never got in the play. Like it was going to be his sole job, maybe, to go for a rebound there. And what he ended up doing was following, I think he fouled, I can't remember who he fouled when he was trying to get the rebound afterward.
Kemba.
It was Kemba. Thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, Kemba leaned in.
Great call.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Embiid came over there. Watch that series if you get a chance and see what Embiid does on that play. I defy you, basketball geniuses, to tell me what he's doing that is so special there, and he's not. He's just checked out. How can you check out at that moment on that possession in that game? Game one, set the tone for the series. Your best player, Embiid. What does he do? Nothing. He ends up picking up a foul by bumping into Kemba when Kemba comes down with a rebound. That was it. That's all he did.
There's a story in baseball today that proves just how stupid the sport is getting. We'll tell you what it is and explain. Zoe doesn't know the full story on purpose. I refrained from telling you a certain part of the story.
This already makes me not want to watch baseball ever again.
So I'm going to tell you the full story on Fernando Tatis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.